Ah, that's better. It sounds like you're playing. I'm glad one of us enjoys Super Castlevania 4. I've tried it, and I just could never get into it. I can't think of the right word. Gloomy, lethargic. Either way, I disagree with the AVGN. Hey, come here. Over here. That's better. Uncomfortable. Me too. I've always had more fun playing Castlevania Dracula X, and I'm disappointed that it's not in the SNES Classic Library. When that game lacks in controls and level design, it makes up for it in the music and plot. I love a game that gives you a bad ending if you screw up along the way. Plus, think about the world building Dracula X did for the franchise. It introduced us to Richter and Maria. You know exactly what I'm gonna say to that. I have yet to meet anyone who ever owned a TurboGrafx-16, and so I don't know anyone who ever played the original Rondo of Blood. Yes, of course, Dracula X is an inferior port of Rondo of Blood, but it was still an important staple in the series. It's like the 90s Sailor Moon dub on Toonami. Of course it was inferior to the Japanese version with subtitles, but it still made so many of us into Sailor Moon fans. My point is, Symphony of Night doesn't happen without Dracula X and, by extension, Rondo of Blood. Hey babe, would you pass me my plate? Thank you, honey. Too. Feels bad, man. It's all right. This never happened. So you can pick the next game, too. Now that's more like it. Legend of Zelda, A Link to the Past. We're tackling all of Nintendo's biggest cash cows today. Let's see where you are in your save file. Oh, okay. Looks like you've beaten the Desert Palace and you have the Pendant of Power. Are you ready for Death Mountain yet? Oh wait, hang on. Can you bring up your inventory screen again? Alright, hear me out. I see you acquired Zora's flippers, which means there are some items you can now access in the waterfall area of the game. In particular, there are upgrades to your shield and to your boomerang. Do you know how to find them? I got you, babe. First, go to where you found King Zora. This is an epic adventure. I don't know how far you've gotten, so I'm not going to spoil what happens after you find all three pendants. But I didn't grow up with this game. And getting to play it now, I'm seeing how much I missed out on. I mean, I already knew that Zelda was as big to Nintendo as Mario. I remember those cheesy Zelda and Mario cartoon shows from my childhood. But playing the game now, I can see how the Super Nintendo cemented Zelda as an important franchise. Ocarina of Time doesn't happen without this game. Good. We made it to King Zora. Now, swim south and drop down the waterfall. Then, travel as far southwest as you can, then jump down another waterfall. Next, walk to the left side of the screen. And see this waterfall? This one is special. Hop into the water and swim into it. Yep, it's a secret cave. Here's what you do. You can throw objects into this pond. Every time you do, a fairy will appear, asking you if you dropped the item. Say yes, and the fairy will just give you back the item. The only two items that matter are your boomerang and your shield. Try tossing the boomerang, and look what happens when you get it back. Look at that. Look at that. It's now a magic boomerang, and it flies faster and travels all the way across the screen. Now, do the same thing with your shield. Ta-da! It's now the fire shield. This ought to make fending off those stupid river Zoras much easier, along with other enemies that shoot fire. You can bet you'll see them in the Tower of Hera. Oh, done already? You want to switch again? Or do you just want your hands free to eat more food? All right, here's one of my favorites, Kirby Superstar. I don't remember how I discovered this game. I think my childhood friend rented it from a local shop. God, to think there was a time before GameStop when you could just go to a local game store and rent a Nintendo 64 with a controller and Super Mario 64 for just a weekend. Anyway, all I remember is that when I played it with my friend for the first time, I was instantly addicted. I still remember the bright sunny day that my mom bought it for me. I rushed it home, turned on my system, and loaded the Dynablade stages. I binged so many hours on it. The colors and graphics are so beautiful, and Kirby's abilities give the player so much to explore. You know, it took me forever to realize you have to mash the D-pad to charge Kirby's plasma ability to the full power. On top of that, Nintendo marketed this game as Kirby 8-Pack, 8 games in one. Most of the games are pretty short, but as a kid, I thought this game was massive, with lots to explore. Yeah, my least favorite game was the Great Cave Offensive, because it felt like a grind. There were no levels, just general areas where you had to search every nook and cranny for treasures. Because it was all a continuous path, you kept hearing the same two tracks over and over again throughout the whole game. Well, three, if you count the minecart transitions. My personal favorite game was Revenge of Meta Knight. It felt like the closest this game got to being emo and edgy. Kirby is taking on a warship and its army all by himself. The tone and environments felt militaristic, and the music was fast and furious. The final duel with Meta Knight? To this day, I still take more hits against him than Marks, and he has a less predictable attack pattern. And of course, the ending credits, driving home against the sunset. The mood is so bittersweet, like you've literally come down from the adrenaline of war. Love it. Oh? You never found all of Kirby's copy essence deluxes on Milky Way Wishes? Which ones did you miss? Oh, man. You never found the ice ability either, huh? Yeah, that shit had me stumped for years. I don't even remember if I figured it out myself or looked up a guide. Here, I'll show you. I'm gonna start a new game and go to the first world, Floria. You're not gonna believe how simple it was all along. You know the drill with this planet. Every star door changes the season. Well, believe it or not, when you switch to winter at the beginning, all you do is walk to the left. And there it is. A secret room. And there's the ice ability. And you just had to walk backwards this whole time. I'm guessing you never unlocked the second bonus area in the Dynablade game either. Yep, same deal. On level 4, in the area where all the wooden blocks turn into lava blocks when you hit them, the room with the switch is immediately to your left where you start, just out of your vision. Right? It's such bullshit, dude. It goes against every natural instinct a gamer has. Thanks, babe. I've been there too. And that's why we get along so well. I'm loving this so much. You feel like playing one more? Oh, shoot. We have to take this. You'll get it? Thanks, Cupcake. I'll remember it's your turn when you get back.